This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hi, folks, and welcome to the 11th episode of my podcast. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from my story, Southern Paternia University. But first, I want to remind you of my other podcast, Arter's Erotic Reflections. You can find that show on my podcast page on arterotica.com. That's ArdorOtica.com. And you can find the feed for that show on iTunes. Apple doesn't allow podcasts with adult themes and explicit language, so that podcast is a bit more introspective. I talk about my crazy ideas on sex and gender roles. I also talk a bit about what goes into the writing of my stories. On this podcast, however, I can say whatever the fuck I like, because no one is looking over my shoulder. No one can tell me what to do. I can really let go and talk like an adult about adult subjects. So, what do I have for you this episode? I'm going to tell you about a really hot scene that I had with three women at a femdom party, and then I'll be reading to you from one of my erotic femdom chastity play stories. But first, I have to mention my upcoming Kickstarter campaign for my femdom book, The Giant Alien Women of Planet Xur. It'll be for a professionally edited, printed, and paperbound book with brand new, never-before-read content. I'm going to add more text to the main story, and I'll add a second bonus chapter. The better the Kickstarter campaign does, the more content I'm going to add to the book. If the campaign does well enough, I'm willing to write you people enough hot, nasty, female-dominant alien sex that you're gonna blow a frickin' fuse. You can check out the campaign before it goes live at http://goo.gl/capital H capital T 0 capital A 4 lowercase e. Don't worry, there will be an easy to click on link in the show notes, and there's one on my homepage right under the pretty picture. There's also a sample chapter on my website, on the Femdom page, and in Arterotica podcast number 8, I read you a different sample chapter of the same story. Now that I've got the business out of the way, let's talk about some naked fun. I've been going to a local Femdom party for some time now, and I've posted this time and time again on FetLife, but I'm going to say it here too. If you want to play in real life and not just on your computer, if you want to get invited to dungeon parties and meet real life doms and subs, the first thing you need to do is get on FetLife and find a local munch. A munch is just a meeting of people who are into BDSM. It's usually held at a regular, normal restaurant. The people are friendly and they aren't going to bite you. Use your common sense though. The BDS scene can attract some sketchy characters. They are usually only a small percentage of the people in any group, but they do happen. The best way to avoid problems is to forget about your dick and your fetishes for a while and just make friends. Be nice, friendly, and helpful if you can. Just walk up to people and introduce yourself. That's what these munches are for. You don't have to be best friends with everyone, but the more people you know, the more you'll learn about the people in your scene. It takes a little patience, but soon enough you'll learn who you want to play with and who you want to be careful of. And other submissives are really the key to this. They've probably already played with the doms and can tell you who's cool and who to avoid. This approach does take time and patience, but believe me, it's worth it. You'll meet some really nice people, and who knows, you could find the dom or sub of your dreams. Now, as I've said, I found a great play partner. She's my top, and I'm her bottom. And I've also found a monthly femdom party that I enjoy going to. This particular experience happened a while ago, but it was a lot of fun. This party does have some rules. The male submissives have to be dressed in something that denotes their status as a submissive. That could mean a male G-string, panties, lingerie, or, as the woman I play with prefers, nothing. Yes, that's right. I spent the entire night of the party stark naked. I was in a room full of clothed women and other male subs who were wearing underwear, yet I was the only one naked. I enjoy being naked, so this is usually fun for me, although being seen naked by people who normally don't see me naked can be a little embarrassing sometimes. Truth be told, I kinda enjoy that too, so it's all fun. My top enjoys playing with rope, and the first thing we did, after I got naked of course, was to tie me up. She found something on YouTube called the Booty Basket. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to check it out. It's basically a harness that is tied around the hips, and believe me, that rope went to some intimate places. I love being tied in a harness. The constricting tightness of the rope around my body and the way the rope feels against my skin is a real turn-on. And of course, my top's hands all over me as she ties me up is all sorts of fun. The teasing way her hands brushed over my skin and by my dick and balls as she tied the rope around me were very erotic. And then, of course, I had to endure being shown off to everyone at the party. However, she decided that the harness got in the way of a good spanking. So, before we could play, it had to come off. Now, taking off a harness like that is almost as much of a deal as putting it on. After a few minutes, though, I was naked, left with nothing but the fading impressions of the rope on my skin. We had made arrangements to play with a woman that night. She was someone I had played with once before and had a very good time with. I was on all fours while she spanked me with her hands and several toys. I was sure it was going to be a lot of fun. What I hadn't expected was that there was another woman there. She was a friend that hangs out in our group. I see her at Munch's all the time. We had always been friendly, but nothing more. Getting naked in front of her was a little embarrassing. But, like I said, I enjoy a little embarrassment. Nothing too harsh. Just little stuff like that is fun for me. We had a quick little negotiation session before the scene began. This is always a good idea with people you haven't played with before. You just talk about what you like and don't like, how far they can go, and pick a safe word, just in case. I like red, yellow, and green. Yellow is good to have, because that way you can slow things down if necessary, without actually stopping the scene. It's always good to talk about this stuff beforehand. It lets everyone know what's on the menu, so to speak. Once the negotiations were out of the way, we went into a room with a big wooden X. I was told to get on the cross with my butt facing out. My top had started in on me to warm me up. She got behind me and ran her hands up and down my naked body, just something to help bring the nerve endings to life. Then, she squeezed my ass before giving me a good hand spanking. It was only a few firm swats, but it did get the blood flowing. She grabbed my ass again, letting her fingers slip between my cheeks and brush so, so close to my asshole. God, it was such a tease. She knows I love anal, and my ass is hers anytime she wants it. She's never done anything there at the Femdom party, but we may go to another party, a pegging party, at the beginning of the year. That, however, is a story for another time. After she teased my helpless ass, she spanked me with a couple of toys. The first one seemed like it was something light, like a riding crop. The second toy had some real bite to it. Ouch! She spanked me pretty damn hard with that one. By this point, my heart was pounding and my dick was hard. Although, the pain from the second toy did take a little starch out of it. Then, there was nothing. I peeked over my shoulder and saw the ladies talking amongst themselves. A few moments later, my top squeezed between me and the cross. As she pinched my nipple hard, I felt two sets of hands on me from behind. It was a little hard to tell exactly what was going on back there, though. My top had gotten very aggressive with me. She was starting to talk dirty as she stroked my dick. Behind me, it seemed like the girls had picked up some kind of toys. I wasn't sure if it was straps or paddles they used as they worked over my butt. I was a little too far gone to tell at that point. My top worked me up to the very edge. Then she asked me if I wanted to come. I helplessly whimpered, "Yes, please." Then she ordered me to beg some more. I begged, groveled, and pleaded for an orgasm as she lightly teased my aching, hard dick. Meanwhile, behind me, it seemed like the girls were taking turns spanking me. Whack, whack, whack. One right after the other. The teasing and begging went on, as did the spanking. Eventually, she decided that, while I seemed sincere, she wanted me to wait until I was home, alone, at the end of the night. Only then would I be allowed to masturbate and come. I whimpered, but agreed. That may sound cruel to you, but it meant that I would spend the rest of the party in a heightened state of arousal. And later on, when I did come, it would be while thinking about what we had done that night. So, as you can imagine, I'm very much looking forward to the next party. So, if that doesn't put you in the mood to hear a dirty story, I don't know what would. What I'm going to read for you this episode is part of a story called Off to Southern Paternia University. It's actually a sequel to a story written by an unknown author. I've only found it mentioned two places on the internet, the Orgasm Denial Board and Chastity Mansion. Chastity Mansion only talks about the story. The Orgasm Denial Board is the only place I've ever seen the story itself posted. I've always loved stories set in femdom worlds, and have wanted to write one myself. This is a sort of first try at that. There are some elements to the original story that I'm not real comfortable with. There were underage characters and some incestuous themes. All the characters in my story are at least 18 years of age. Even if that contradicts with the original story, that's the way it is. And there's no sex between family members. I'm not going to focus on that. I leave the family members behind as soon as I can. The focus of my story is on Neil and his girlfriend Jessica, who are leaving for Southern Paternity University. I think my sequel stands on its own. I'll put a link to the original story in the show notes so that you can read it for yourself if you like. I will also be posting this story on the Orgasm Denial Board, as well as my own website. Off to Southern Paternia University by Ardor. "Do you see what I'm doing here, girls?" Jessica asked casually. "Oh my God, do I?" Nikki said with her eyes wide open and a very broad grin. "Yeah, wow, like, who couldn't see what you're doing with the way you have him positioned?" Sam asked, awed by Jessica's complete control over Neil's exposed anatomy. Neil laid over an ottoman on his back. His legs were spread wide, and his butt was on the very edge. Neil's hands were tied to his thighs by his wrists. Jessica sat on the couch, right between his legs. She had one hand wrapped around his hard dick, which was covered in baby oil. Her hand gripped him tightly and moved steadily up and down his slick shaft. A well-lubed finger of her other hand moved steadily in and out of his exposed asshole. Nikki sat on Jessica's left. Sam, Nikki's best friend, sat on Jessica's right. The two girls leaned in to watch Jessica manipulate her boyfriend's genitals in all the gory detail they could drink in. "That's not what I meant," Jessica said in a maternal tone of voice. "Do you see the way my hand works his shaft? Well, at the same time, I massage his prostate with my other." "Oh, yeah, yeah, that's so cool. And just look at what it's doing to Neil," Nikki said with a laugh in her voice. "It looks like he's going to squirm right off the ottoman," Sam said, hiding a smile with her hand. "As long as I have a firm grip on two of the most vulnerable parts of his anatomy, Neil isn't going anywhere. Are you, honey?" Jessica asked as she continued to work over Neil's exposed, helpless body. Jessica gripped his shaft and rubbed her thumb back and forth over that sensitive spot just under the head, while the finger of her other hand stroked his prostate gland from the inside. "Jess, please," Neil said in a desperate voice. "This is killing me." "Oh, it is not, you big baby. I've been doing this kind of stuff to you all summer, and you haven't died once. You come through it just fine," Jessica said in an annoyed tone of voice. "But he doesn't always get to come, does he?" Nikki asked Jessica with a smirk. "Of course not. I like to keep Neil's orgasms for special occasions or as a reward for being good," Jessica said as she gave Neil's painfully hard dick a series of rapid strokes. Neil moaned loudly and said, "Oh God, please, please, Jess, please, just let me come." "One more word out of you and you're going to find yourself with a mouthful of panties. I just bet Nikki and Sam would love to know you are heading off to college with the taste of their panties in your mouth," Jessica said in a reprimanding tone. "Oh, that would be so awesome," Nikki said eagerly. "It would be kind of cool," Sam said with a hint of revenge in her voice. "Anyway, Neil, you know I'm saving your next orgasm for my new sorority sisters. I need your balls nice and full for my initiation ceremony, so there's no way you're coming until we get to school. I've told you that 100 times by now. Beg all you want. It'll be nothing but music to our ears, Jessica said with a wicked smile.
But Jess, it feels so good, and it's been so long, Neil begged with a blushing face.
When was the last time he came? Sam asked.
Let me think,
Jessica said as she continued to pump Neil's dick and finger his ass. I know I've jerked him off at least 5 times this week, but when was the last time I actually let him shoot?
When?
Jessica asked as she pumped Neil's dick in time to the word when.
Oh, I know, Jessica said. It was 2 weeks ago, during TV night.
So that was what? 2 Sunday nights ago? Nikki asked.
Yeah. I told Neil that I would play with his dick all night and, if he could last through the movie we were watching, without begging, I'd let him come at the end.
How long was the movie? Sam asked.
I'm not sure. It seemed like forever, though. It was one of those Lord of the Rings movies, Jessica said as she continued to ravage poor Neil's naked body.
Those things are like 2 hours long, Sam said, shocked.
And he made it through the whole movie?
Nice job, Neil, Nikki said with an impressed look.
Oh, did you poke him up the butt that night, too?
Of course I did, Jessica said with a thrust of her hand. Neil wasn't sure about having his butthole fingered at first, but he loves it now. Don't you, sweetie?
Jess, please, not in front of Nikki, Neil begged in a shaky voice.
And my mom, she's just in the next room. Jessica smiled and looked up behind Neil.
No, she's not, Mrs. Garrett said from behind Neil. I'm standing right here.
Neil bent his head back and looked behind him. There stood his mother with a self-satisfied smile on her face.
Neil, you silly boy. You know men have no rights to privacy here in Paternia.
Now, why don't you answer your lovely girlfriend? Do you like to have your prostate manipulated? As Mrs. Garrett asked the question again, Jessica squeezed the shaft of Neil's dick firmly in her hand. She also rubbed her finger rapidly over his prostate. Neil moaned helplessly and thrust his pelvis upward as all the women in his life watched.
Okay, please, please!
Neil begged, knowing that Jessica wouldn't let him come, no matter how hard she teased him.
Yes?
Jessica asked as she eased up her assault on Neil's helpless body, but kept both her hands moving.
Yes, Neil said in a breathy voice. I like it when you play with my butt.
Nikki and Sam leaned forward and looked at each other. Then they both started to chant.
Neely likes being poked in the butt. Neely likes being poked in the butt.
Mrs. Garrett let the girls repeat their chant a few times before she said, Okay, girls, I think that's enough. You're getting too old to act so childish. You need to act like a mature young woman if you ever want to learn how to control a man, as well as you see Jessica here do.
Yes, Mom, Nikki said as she smiled at Neil.
Jessica, Mrs. Garrett said, shouldn't you two be leaving soon?
Aw, Mom,
Nikki whined. What time is it, Mrs. Garrett? Jessica asked.
It's nearly 12. You two had better get on the road if you want to get to school before dinner, Mrs. Garrett said as she looked at her watch.
Oh my gosh, I totally lost track of time, Jessica said as she took her hands off Neil's helpless, naked body. She slipped her fingers out of Neil's ass and let his dick plop back against his body with a wet thud.
I'll get you a soapy washcloth, Mrs. Garrett said as she walked towards the bathroom.
Jess, please don't leave me like this. Neil begged as he made his dick flop around on his belly like a fish out of water. Jessica looked down at him with a warm smile. She really had come to love Neil more than she had thought possible. He was a handsome, sweet boy that could take more teasing than any other male she had known in Paternia. She hoped that he was up to what was to come, because Southern Paternia University was going to test his limits more than anything else he'd been exposed to so far, and Jessica had done her very best to expose him at every opportunity possible this past summer. Jessica chuckled to herself as she thought about all the times she had teased and exposed Neil. It had been a fun summer. The funny thing was that, even though Neil complained, he seemed to have become addicted to Jessica's teasing hand and the embarrassing ways she exposed him. Jessica thought back to the first time she flaunted her control over Neil to her friends. And I'll read for you that part of the story in an upcoming episode. I plan on continuing this story as a freebie in this podcast and on my website. There's also an illustration to go along with the story that will be on my website. This story looks like it's going to be one of the longest I've ever written. It's 50-something pages now, and I haven't even gotten started.
I really enjoy illustrating my stories. As soon as the Kickstarter is done, I'll have more free time, and I plan on doing lots more illustration. I think that's more than enough for this episode. I've got to go take a cold shower. I'll see you next time, right here on the podcast. Please send any feedback or comments about this podcast or my writing to arterotica@gmail.com. And if you could give me a thumbs up on X Hamster, that would be great.